بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد ولا نعمك العظيمة وعلائك الجسيمة، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another episode in our series of Duas to Power Your Day. And we are talking about those whose prayers are heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The number three in this category is prayer of a traveler. You know, travel is qita'atun min al-adhab. It's a kind of punishment. A person is leaving the comforts of his home, sweet home, and he is up into all kinds of unforeseen, unknown circumstances. Many things that are distressful may cause troubles, anxieties, and fears. So in this situation, a believer in every situation that he faces turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a musafir, a traveler who is in the unknown territory, he seeks refuge in the protection and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His prayer is going to be heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a beautiful story from Umar al-Khattab, the pious caliph, second of the most pious caliphs. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was going for Umrah, and he came and asked the permission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet told him, Ya Ukhayya, O my dear brother, don't forget me in your dua. Actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't need anybody's dua, but he did so to teach us. It's an example for me and you that when somebody comes to you and saying that he's traveling, ask him to remember you in your duas. So Prophet did so to set an example for us and to stress, because the virtues of duas of a traveler, the traveler's dua will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another category of people whose prayers are heard, the brotherhood in Islam is such, a brother praying for his brother in his absence is a good thing. When we do so, Allah will answer that prayer on his behalf, and we also benefit from it. The angels will reply, you will receive equal rewards. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min abdin muslimin yadur ya akhihi bi dhahri al-ghaib illa qala al-malaku wa laka bi mislin." If a Muslim were to pray for his brother while he's absent, the angel in charge will say, "You will also receive equal rewards." So let us not miss the opportunity of receiving the prayers, benefit from the prayers of those who are away when we pray for them, inshallah. Another category is prayers of children for their parents. Even as parents' prayer for their children or against their children will be heard by Allah, the same way parents will benefit from the prayers of their children because they are their work. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a beautiful hadith, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْدَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. When a person dies, that applies to me and everyone who is alive, we will die. And then when we die, our opportunity to work, to earn rewards, to earn blessings, to save ourselves, stop. But there are three of our works which we have done while we are alive is going to benefit us forever. Remember this point. An ongoing charity. If I made a contribution to an institution like Islamic Institute, that's a legacy. That's an ongoing charity. The same way if you help build an orphanage or dig a well for the poor, or a charitable, you know, a hospital. It's an ongoing charity. You will benefit from it. Likewise, beneficial knowledge you have helped to impart, sharing this beautiful lessons that we are imparting, sharing it, you are passing on the beneficial knowledge and you will continue to receive reward. And finally, righteous offspring. If you have children who are righteous, sons or daughters, if they pray for us after we are dead, we will continue to receive the rewards. And it is said in the hadith, all of a sudden, a father or mother who is in the grave, they see the stations are raised and they will ask, what's happening for now? The answer will be, this is because of the work, the prayers, or the good deeds your children are doing on your behalf. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to benefit from the children, righteous children that we leave behind us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.